come prepared for a better hunting experience. We're checking over the gear next on Western Life Radio.
Did you know that Utah's off-highway vehicle and personal watercraft youth education programs, required by law, are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov? All youth must carry this certification while operating on Utah's waters or public lands. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17.
Play safe on the water. In Utah, youth 12 to 17 must pass an approved safety class prior to operating personal watercraft on Utah waters. Classes are offered statewide. Register now or get more information by calling 801-538-BOAT. Visit stateparks.utah.gov. This message brought to you by the Utah State Parks Boating Program.
Be prepared to maximize a better hunt experience. Duff Turner with Sportsman's Warehouse discusses often forgotten items.
We have a lot of people that come into the store that are always looking for ammo, and ammo should be one of the first things you get and be able to match it to your gun. A lot of people forget things like that, or forget things like some of their camping gear if they're in a hurry. I know I have that problem. If I get in a hurry and get going too fast, I forget some of the second thought things like camping stuff when I'm hunting. Murphy's always with you. Pack some extra batteries, and don't rely solely on your electronics either, because they can fail. A lot of people will take just a GPS out and not a compass, or don't know the area as well. And so that's a good thing to rely on too, is have a couple different modes of whatever you're using, whether it be your communications or your GPS and compass. But you need a couple different ways to do it rather than relying just on the electronics. Scouting is always key, and whether it is knowing your area beforehand because you've hunted it before and gotten to know it, or if you're going to a new area, being able to scout it out like you say and getting to know either landmarks or different drainages or whatever, so that you know where you're at once you get out there. And like I said before, a lot of people wait till the very last minute to come buy their ammo, and sometimes it's sold out because there's been so many people coming in to buy some. That happened this last week with the muzzleloader hunt too. There were people coming in the night before expecting to go out, and they just borrowed a gun from somebody.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.